Yo, what it do, baby? This your boy Chopo.
Hey, man, what's going on, everybody? This your boy Sav.
And we are the Chop It Up Podcast Show.
Man, yes, indeed, man. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel, man. Follow us on Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Man, you know what it is. It's Chop It Up Podcast Show. Let's go!
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chopo.
Man, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Sav.
And we are the Chop It Up Podcast Show. Man, we got a very special guest in the building today. This young lady I have been waiting to bring on the show.
Yes, indeed.
I need to know how the fuck I can get on Spirit and get on American. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all give a big round of applause to my girl, Sharia. What's up with it, Sharia?
What's popping, y'all? What's popping? How you feeling?
Man, I feel like a million.
How you doing?
Now. I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here.
Windy City. Got the Windy City on.
Sharia.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't say that.
They get mad off that.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm in Dallas. Y'all pull up.
All
right.
Okay.
Drop the load, baby.
I don't know nothing about it.
You turned up, right? You turned up.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, let's just get the bottom line of the bottom line. Chicago isn't just O-Block.
Please.
It's other shit out there.
Well, and America and what they put on TV, that's all they want us to know about.
No.
I've never been to Chicago. Okay. And I only know two things from the television that I own upstairs.
Which are?
I know about pizza, and I know about O-Block.
We so much more.
Pizza?
We so much more.
Well, Jordan ain't there no more, so.
You ain't seen Shy?
We so much more.
Yeah, and what did they talk about in the Shy? Perry's Pizza.
Oh, my God.
Perry's Pizza
Who was
crazy.
The leader of the 36th Street Mob, Lynch Mob, some shit like
Funny
that.
Funny story. Never heard of that pizza place before.
Well, it's
probably not real.
It's on
okay.
a TV show.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm thinking you said like that's
day,
a real thing.
They put a pizza place, you know, to let
okay.
the, you know, the city.
Yeah, we so much more.
And I want to go to Chicago.
Okay, yeah.
So you've never been?
Yeah.
I've never been.
They probably wouldn't want you in there.
That's all right. I'm going to let them know what I'm
saying. All right. Not saying
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. All right.
What's
hey,
wrong
guys.
With
What is that? Where did I come from?
It on TV.
It's terrible,
it's
though.
Good.
It's like Iraq.
It's
like,
not safe there, though. It's like, you know, Iraq isn't safe.
But we're very safe.
No, it's not.
You hear about summertime Shy all the time.
If the Chicago Bears can play there, it's safe enough.
It's not safe. I don't know nobody from Chicago that I've met that said Chicago was safe.
She got Chicago on, though, girl.
Here I am. Nice to meet you.
Put the mug down. Put the mug down.
All right, we're going to get into the show, man.
Oh, my God.
The damn mug.
Look,
I mean, what's why I wanted to do something different, man? It's a little later.
It's a nice mug, though.
Thank you.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my girl, Ellen. Girl, I seen you do it, you know.
Ellen is crazy.
Man, we're going to hop into the show because we've been sitting here arguing with this man all day. So, Ms. Sharia, I would say tell us where you're from and a little bit about yourself, but we know where you're from. Tell us about who you are and growing up in Chicago.
Oh, wow. So I'm Sherelle. I was going to say my name's Sherelle. I'll give my whole government, but I'm Sherelle Lene. I am from Chicago, the west side of Chicago, 290 baby, from the west side.
Oh, God.
West side is the best side. growing up in Chicago was interesting. So I'm not gonna take full credit for Chicago because I kind of grew up in the suburbs in Chicago. Hold on.
Don't fight me, bro. Don't shoot the messenger. But at least she's standing
hold on,
on her
hold on.
Business.
I'm standing on my business though. My family from K-Town, Cosman Adams. So I'm standing on business. However, I have some experience in the suburbs.
So yo,
but I went to school in the city.
Friends killed somebody, but you claim the murder.
Killed is crazy.
What are you?
Killed is
what's
crazy.
Going on?
What's with the violence?
Well, it's the same thing. Like
it's that T.
No, it's not.
It's the T.
I'm not saying your friend actually killed somebody, but you were just.
I get the analogy.
That's what I'm saying.
I get the analogy.
It was like,
that's
it's
a terrible
story
analogy.
That never really happened.
There's never a point where killing is a great analogy.
No,
there's
it's not anybody else's story. It's my true story. You know, it's my real life.
I got you. Okay.
It's like half and half. So I moved around a lot. Like I went to like 7 different schools. So like I moved around a lot, but I got to experience every part of Chicago. So the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Okay. So
yeah.
Let's talk about the good.
The good. The good. The good. Chicago is just full of culture. Just full
Definitely.
Of culture.
I would not
it's,
argue with you.
Yes. That. The best time to go to Chicago, I will be honest, is in the summertime. I ain't going to lie.
And why
Winter
is that?
Because it's just, it's nice. It's the weather good. People in good spirits. Like, it's just good. Like, everything good. But it's wintertime. It's cold. You know. Can't
niggas frustrated.
Yeah. Like, niggas. it's just, it's too much. It's too much. But no, summertime shy is cool. I love Chicago though. Chicago is very diverse. It's full of opportunity. Cost of living is a little high, but you know.
It's higher than Dallas. Cause this shit high after rappers out here.
Hold
this
on, shit. No. I seen an article today. I don't know how true it is, but I seen an article today that said that Dallas had one of the highest inflation rates.
Yeah, we in top three.
Like beat Chicago. Beat Chicago, LA.
Yes.
New York. These niggas don't know. Miami.
Y'all California supposed to keep driving past us.
I don't know. But no, so yeah, Chicago. I don't know. I love Chicago. Chicago people are different. I hate being compared to like New York people, but we different. Like I love Chicago. Like we thorough. Like really not. We just thorough. Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't gotta be no like hood shit, but like I can curse.
Yes.
This okay. Is, cool. This is it ain't gotta be no like hood shit, but like I mean we thorough. So.
Okay.
Locked in.
Chicago.
Chicago is a good place. But you can't talk too much about it if you ain't been there before. You got to go.
I want to go.
You got
to
go.
I need to. Nobody just broke down to me like when you get to Chicago. Like, I don't know what to do. You know, people say you go to Miami, you hit the beach.
Yeah.
You go to L.A., you get
so,
high.
And that's the thing about Chicago. So you got to go with somebody that's from Chicago.
Exactly.
Because going to Chicago is like, I mean, obviously, like, the touristy thing gets to be, like, downtown. Which, downtown is nice, don't get me wrong. But you don't want to be
somebody
downtown.
Told
be
me
black
that
folks,
downtown man. Was the only place to be when you go.
No. I mean, that's, like, the safe space. But, like, it's comfortable. It's a lot of tourists down there. So, yeah. Let's lock in with downtown. But, like, you want to really experience Chicago. You want
to
really experience food.
I
want to
go to
like, yeah.
I want to eat some of that chicken. Yeah. I don't want to go over there in them songs where all those violent things happen.
I'm sure nobody take you there.
I'm smart enough to know that I'm not fucking with y'all.
No, I mean, that's we grown ass motherfuckers. Like,
exactly. You know.
Yeah, but
I just want to go. I want to get, you know, when you go to a certain place, you just got to go to some of the urban areas to really see the culture of the city. Because most of the culture is in the urban areas.
Yeah, for sure. And but, like, especially food, like good food, you got to go to them, like, hood spots.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying.
A few roaches crawling around.
I don't know about that.
Roaches are crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna act like that shit just
yeah.
normal.
Like they just got roses in.
Did you say I had no flavor?
Flavor saying. What place in Chicago right, got guys. Roaches with the food?
All right. No, I ain't saying that. I ain't saying true roaches, but I'm just saying like if it look a little dirty, it might be good.
So a hole
it
in
might
the
be
wall.
Good. Yeah, a little yeah. hole in the wall. Yeah, yeah okay.
Say that next time.
Okay.
Yeah, because you might.
Roaches was a little extreme, right?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Because,
like, okay.
You know.
Okay. I feel that. Yeah. I feel that.
We just going to take this nigga to the beam and that's it. That's all he
the,
need to
do. The who?
The beam.
The bean.
Oh, that's what it's called?
B-E-A-N. Yeah, because oh, it looks like
damn.
A bean.
I ain't know. I thought that shit was the beam.
But yeah, it's a nice, you know, photo op. A little Navy Pier, you know, Ferris wheel. It's cool.
So you still ain't answering my question. What do you do?
Oh,
you
what do I do? Because I was talking. Oh.
Like if you go there with somebody. Like, what is there to do in Chicago? Like, is there a show to watch? You know, the
I mean, you can go.
No.
Depending on the season, you can go to a football game, baseball game, basketball, whatever.
Hockey.
Hockey. You know.
Shout
all
out to the
soccer. You know. Shout out to Chicago Fire. I mean, you want to go. You definitely want to go explore. Do. Like a architecture tour, really nice. Like really, really nice. On the water, it's cool. Go to Navy Pier, Ferris wheel, cool. Experience downtown. Go to the hood. I mean,
you say go to the hood like it's just you know it's the hood. Just,
I mean, so the thing is, okay, so I'm from Out West, and everybody likes crack on Out West. Like they just like say, oh, Out West dirty, Out West different, blah, 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 whatever. Out West is fun. You're going to have
that's
a great time out west. Like,
can I go skating? You know, I'm trying to, like, where the...
So, I guess they be skating in Chicago. You know, it's not like an Atlanta skating
like, yeah,
where
yeah,
they,
yeah.
like, that's...
But it's still a vibe, though.
It's a vibe, for sure. It's a vibe. I can't tell you that Chicago is known for, like, one specific activity. It's, like, it's cool, but, like, it's not, like, one specific activity you can go to Chicago and be, like, I have to do this when I go to Chicago.
No, for sure.
It's just... I feel like we just do everything good, so... Anything
y'all,
you want to do.
One thing
you
I
can
can't
do.
Say y'all do good in Chicago is make music. Y'all have some great artists
okay.
from the Midwest.
I don't think that's what
okay.
she was going for, but.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying that's a big thing, though. Like, shit.
Yeah.
For sure. Know,
yeah,
for sure.
They on the music scene.
But that's the thing about Chicago. It's like everything, any subject, any area, any level, we just good at. We good at it. Like, we just, We excel mm-hmm. in all areas of life. So, mm-hmm. yeah. So Chicago. You got to visit, though.
I wonder.
With a true Chicagoan, not somebody to say they're from Chicago and, like, from, you know, somewhere else.
You know, I don't know nobody that's just going to take me. That's from Chicago.
Maybe one day I'll get you to Chicago.
And that's a good segue. So, you have this business, correct?
I do.
And what
do.
Is the name of that business?
My business is called Away with Lene.
And what, no for the people that are watching who don't know what that is, what is that?
All right, guys. So I have a travel agency. It's my baby. Originated in Chicago. However, I'm worldwide now. So it's my travel business. I plan trips with people, essentially.
So international or just U.S.?
International and domestic. So
versatile.
Yeah. So honestly, when I started off, I was kind of focused on international because I feel like a lot of people, especially black folks, I feel like a lot of people be like, oh, we going to Miami, we going to Houston, we going to Vegas. And I'm like, the amount of money you spending to go to these places, you might as well go to Mexico or go to Canada or go to Europe or whatever, you know.
It's so predictable.
Yeah. And not to say it like that, because some people just can't get to those places. However, if you have the means for it, why not? So, yeah, I plan trips for people.
So what got you into that? Ooh, it seemed like it's a story.
It is a story. So actually, when I first started, I was at home chilling. My cousin, we lived together. I was a social worker at the time. And I wasn't really making no money. You don't really make money as a social worker. It's like whatever.
You was helping people though.
Yeah, I was. I was in Chicago. Yeah. So
everybody a social worker out there. On the show, that's what they was. Social worker.
I never watched that. But keep going.
So I was a social worker. But I just wasn't bringing no money in. My money management was bad. I felt like I was spending more than I was earning.
You should have a good time though.
I was having a great time. That was a problem, though. I was having too much fun. I wasn't being responsible. So my cousin, she came in my room. She was like, hey, I think you should, like, really tap into her cousin's webinar, like a travel agency webinar. So I'm like, okay. She like, it's not that much money. It was $300. So I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready to tap in for $300. Like, I don't know. And so she like, you got to invest in yourself. And at the time, I had just started therapy. And that was one of the things that my therapist was saying. It's like, you have to invest in yourself. So I'm like, okay, it's not a coincidence that you're saying this. So I'm like, okay, let me tap in. So I took the lady class. I traveled a lot. Like at the time, I had been to like 8 different countries. Like I'm really like locked in with traveling. I enjoyed it. Yeah, a little something like that. But I enjoy traveling and I like planning trips for people. So I was like, okay, let me tap in. So I paid for the class. And honestly, it was nothing that I couldn't do by myself. Like nothing that YouTube couldn't teach me, nothing that Google couldn't teach me. But I did have that resource, which was the lady who was like behind the class. And when I first started, it was like March 2021. First started, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. Like, my name was, like, Up and Away with Lene at the time. So I started, and I'm like, okay, this is cool. This works. But I wasn't really making no money. Wasn't nobody fucking with me. Like, whatever. And so I was like, oh, this is cool. Like, I wasn't taking it serious. And so this is March. So come July, I'm still kind of, like, helping out family members, friends, and stuff like that. And so one night, I'm like, I'm doing my research because I'm trying to figure out where's a good place for people to go that's cost efficient. Like, I want to offer this to people, but I want it to make sense money-wise because that's what makes sense in my head, like money. So I'm like, okay, where can I go? I mean, where can I find a place for people to go? So I'm doing some research. I came across Dubai. I found a Dubai trip, like a nice hotel, like 5-star hotel, round-trip flight, insurance for like $1,000. And I'm like, damn, that's a lot. That's not a lot of money. Like, okay. So I posted it. And at the time, I'm not getting any traction. Like, it's probably like 5 people liking my post. Like, no one really rocking with me. I'm like, okay, this is stupid. But I'm just still doing stuff here and there. I go to sleep. The next day, I wake up. I had a hair appointment. I'm getting my hair braided. I'm getting box braids. So I'm getting box braids for like 8 hours. So I wake up the next day, and my phone is literally blowing up. Like,
people trying to get
it's blowing up. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm not even thinking that it's my travel business because I haven't had any real traction. So I'm like, I wake up a little nervous, like, what I didn't post it, like, hold on, what's going on? I'm talking like emails, calls, text, social media, Facebook, everything. I'm like, oh my God, what didn't happen? So I'm looking and I'm just seeing all these people, like my post had went viral. Like it had hit like a million people. And I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, is this my stuff? Like this my stuff just went crazy? So mind you, I got a hair appointment at like 10 a.m. So I'm like, okay, I still got to go to my hair appointment. Like I got to tap in. So right. I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring my laptop. So I brought my laptop. I'm sitting there. And so me and a girl, we talking and, you know, like just common courtesy. You want to kind of connect with whoever. She's going to be doing my hair for 8 hours. So I'm like, okay, I got to, you know, lock in with her. But I'm also so focused on my business. Like I'm so focused. Like I've never got this much attention. I don't even know what to do with nothing like this. Like I'm really shocked. I'm like, is this really my stuff? This is blowing up like this. So she's trying to talk to me and I'm slick telling her like, all right, little mama, like leave me alone. Like leave me. And I had to tell her, I'm like, look, I told her, I said, look, I'm broke as hell right now. And this money coming in, I need to like lock in. I got to pay attention to this. So I'm like emailing all these people. And that day is when it like clicked in my head, like, okay, you can do this. Cause I made like almost 10K in like one day. And I'm like,
wow.
And I'm not talking about like commission from when people actually go on the trips and stuff like that. I'm talking like people want me to do research for them. People want to sign up for this trip and all that. And I'm just like, this is the type of money I can bring in? Like this quick, this easy? So that kind of is what started it. It was just
that's dope.
A random post.
And planning trips is difficult than a motherfucker.
It's not
for me.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
For me it is. Cause I just don't like doing the research. Like the other day, I'm going to see Drake next month and I'm just like, all right, cool, gotta get plane tickets. I got on there and I'm like, fuck, you gotta fly in at this time, leave at this time, then you gotta lay over here. I'm like, I just don't feel like doing this. I
try and that's again important tomorrow. Knowing them layovers too. It's important.
Yeah, because one of them be like 6 hour layover, 7 hour layover, 8 hour layover. And I'm like, I'll try again tomorrow. You know?
Yeah.
It just was frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, planning trips is, it's a lot. I mean, I do it so much that it's like, okay, I kind of know the ins and outs of certain places and certain things and, you know, whatever. But I tell people all the time, and I think this is why people rock with me because I'm very honest. Like, I'm open and honest with people. I tell people all the time, like, planning a trip is not hard. That's not the hard part. I think I come in because I'm convenient and I can like offer a payment plan. So it just works. It's not like you throwing $300 out there to buy this Southwest flight or some stuff like that. But yeah, I tell people all the time, like planning trips is not hard. You just got to sit down and do it. But you also, when people plan trips by themselves, you have to have that money right then and there. And that's the part that people don't like. Like, I ain't got $500 to plan this trip. Like, I'm trying
but
to.
But you can get on a planning plan.
Yeah.
And still go
you can
lock
it. Hey, you can lock it with me.
Hey, I'm going to sign with you because I got a couple places I want to go.
Yeah. So.
You just looking. What you got to say?
Nah, bro. I'm just saying the payment plan shit dope, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if everybody else do that, but it, well, for I'm her specifically,
you
got to
think where I want to go. I know this shit high.
Where you want to go?
Man, I really need to get out the country, bro.
Yeah, nigga. What's your three top spots you trying to go?
Bora Bora, Dubai, and Africa.
What part of Africa?
Nigeria.
Okay.
Visit family that I never met.
Okay.
Where I got this name from. Okay. That I'm stuck with.
Not stuck with. Okay, Bora Bora, Nigeria, and Dubai. You said Dubai.
I was going to go to Dubai like 2017. This was before my daughter was born.
Mm-hmm.
And they had something, a Ramadan.
Yeah, Ramadan. It's like in May. April, May. Yeah.
Yeah. So they was like, don't go right now.
Yeah, it's a terrible time to travel.
I was just like,
it's terrible. Because they, like, just religiously, they kind of like locked in. They locked in from like sunset. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they cannot eat and party and none of that. So terrible time to go. But outside of that, it's a nice place. Check the laws though before you go, because Dubai an interesting place.
You gonna tell me?
I heard that. I can do that.
Yeah, them laws crazy now.
Yeah, in Dubai
they'll ban your ass quick.
Yeah,
they'll lock your ass up too.
If I ain't did shit,
just real strict on a lot of stuff, like holding hands in public or like being too revealing with your clothing and stuff
we
like
gonna
that.
Change.
Yeah,
dude, let's just take Dubai off the list.
No, Dubai is a dope place though. Like, I want to go to Dubai real bad.
There's certain shit you just can't do.
Yeah. And Dubai, one of the places that's like, so it's a lot of places, especially like European, Asian spots that are super, super expensive. Like the flights are super expensive, but when it comes to like hotels and actually doing stuff, it's super cheap. And I tell people that all the time, like, you're going to spend, let's just say you go to LA in May. Mm. You're going to spend $300-$400 on a flight round trip. Cool. Then we talking hotel. Hotels are like, what, $150, $200 a night? When you start adding all them prices up, it's like, come on, I really could have went to Dubai, because you're going to spend $1,300 on a flight to Dubai, but you only spending $300 for a week stay hotel. So it's like, why not tap into Dubai instead of going to LA?
You're right.
I'm not. Hey.
You're right. Don't shoot the messenger. My traveling going forward, I got to get out the country.
You
got to
get out the country. Have you ever been out the country?
I've never left the country.
Ooh. You got to get out the country.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna say I've been nervous to leave, but like, you just see so much on TV with like stuff going on.
You see so much in Dallas.
You do.
You see so much in Chicago. You see, like,
we know. But I thought about that. I thought about the way you're thinking about it. Because I'm looking at it like Jackson, Memphis, all these places I didn't live. The crime is horrible. You know, so I'm just.
You can't live like that, though. You can't live in fear. Like, you
gotta. I'm not in fear no more.
Yeah, you gotta just be positive about, like.
And then, really, whatever happened, happened with that.
Yeah, if it's meant to be, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
God got you.
I'm not in fear. Lock in. Yeah, and then, you know, I didn't wanna get stuck somewhere.
Stuck is crazy.
Yeah.
You want to get stuck somewhere?
No, he does not want to get stuck. But like,
I've had a situation where I had a partner that went out of town with his girl and ended up getting stuck in another country.
Things happen. Stuck is like weather stuck, or like you was doing something you had no business doing.
Yeah, on some legal shit.
That's on you.
Yeah, but he didn't do nothing crazy. It was something that carried over, you know, that he had. And long story short, he got stuck out there for a little second.
I would love to explore that.
Yeah, so, I don't know, and it just kind of, I was just like, I don't know. But I done been all over the U.S.
So, question, favorite fruit, what's your favorite fruit? Don't think about it too hard, what's your favorite fruit?
Probably going to be grapes.
Grapes, cool. You've been eating grapes all your life, right?
Right.
You come across a bad bunch of grapes, you gonna stop eating grapes?
I did for a while. I'm just playing. I'm not gonna stop eating grapes.
You're not gonna stop eating grapes. You gonna, okay, this was bad, cool. You had this one little bad situation. You gonna not travel because you heard of one bad situation?
I had been over there anyway, so, you know, it didn't.
I mean, yeah, but you heard about a little hiccup.
I ain't hear.
Your homeboy.
Yeah, but I experienced that because this was somebody I talked to every day.
One little hiccup.
That really wasn't a little hick, but I get what you're saying.
Come on, G.
I get what you're saying. Like, I'm just saying, if you went to Nebraska and you're supposed to be back on Tuesday and you get held there 2 weeks on some bullshit, ain't no little hiccup.
Let me say this. You meet me, I ain't never got stuck nowhere.
I understand. So, I know a lot of people. That was my reservation before.
Okay.
That somebody that I knew that, you know, was able to travel international back and forth, mm-hmm, got stuck over there. And I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay.
You know, I already kind of had my reservations.
Well, it's a lot to see.
It is a lot to see. And I'm at the point in my life now where I really want to see other countries and,
yeah,
you know, see what's out there.
Explore other cultures. Yeah.
So away with Lene, gonna get me right.
So, question. With the travel agency business, right? Because obviously you said some positive stuff, but what's also some negative stuff that you had to run into by dealing with this travel agency?
So I deal with a lot of people that are not familiar with traveling. And it is what it is, like, whatever. So I have a lot of people that have never been out the country before. I have a lot of people who don't know how to apply for a passport. I have a lot of people who get to these places and they don't know, like resort etiquette, like all-inclusive resort etiquette. Like, I have a lot of people that just does not travel. And it's difficult for me, and I have to, like, kind of change my language and my verbiage and just my approach, because I have to realize that just because it's something that you know and that comes easy to you, everybody don't know that. Yeah, it don't come easy to everybody. So I think that is a challenge for me, is to kind of shift, because some people just don't know. This is some people's first time getting on a plane. And yeah, so that's difficult. Social media is very difficult for me, being consistent. I struggle real bad. And that's how I get my money. Like, that's how I get out there, is social media. So those two things are like two just areas of growth for me in my business. So
how long have you been in business?
Technically 3 years.
Okay.
Technically 3 years. For real, 2 years.
Okay.
So I say 3 years because that's technically that when experience. I like came up. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until like 2022. No. It's my 2022 when I really like locked in. I was like, okay, let me get serious about this. Obviously I had my business, and it was called Up and Away with Lene. And I'm like, come on, that's too much.
You
like,
got rid of that up.
Yeah, it was just too much. It was too much. I'm like, okay, I gotta have it, like, simplify it. But in 2022, that's when I like got my website. That's when I got my official email, my number, and that's when I really locked in, because I realized that this is something I can actually do. It wasn't like it started off as another strand of income. So it started off as that, and then it turned into, okay, this is my primary income. This is what's paying my bills. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
You have to do what you want to do.
It's a long time coming, but here I am.
So have you ever had a situation where you had to turn down a customer? They were just doing too much.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not at that point where I'm turning people down right now.
I'm taking it.
It's only one person, who name shall not be disclosed, but it's only one person that I absolutely would not work with ever again. And that's only because she disputed a charge and I had to pay for her trip, like her entire trip. And it was $2,800. And she went on a trip, had a great time, and she disputed the charge. But at the time, in my mind, I'm thinking like, I'm not like really hip with the finance part of owning a business. So when I used to book people trips, I used to just go ahead, I send out a little payment link, you pay everything. I'm not taking down any credit card information, anything. Like, I'm not accessing any of your money. So I was doing that, and this girl, she went on a trip, had a great time. It was a group trip, so it wasn't even like, she wasn't the head. Mm-hmm. So she goes, she have a great time. A month later, her bank hit me up and was like, hey, she disputed a charge. She said she didn't go on this. So I'm like, I got pictures of this girl. Like, hold on, what you mean? Damn. So they like, okay, send us over everything. So I'm sending over emails, I'm sending over pictures, whatever. So they say, okay, send over a credit card authorization form. And I'm like, oh, what? What you mean? What is that? And I obviously knew what it was, but I wasn't implementing that in my system. So they like, well, that's the only way we could verify this. You could have made up those emails. You could have made up those pictures. Like, we need authorization. Like, she has a signature. She has her credit card information. She authorized you to run this payment. And I'm like, well, she's paying for it on this payment link. Like, I'm not paying for this. Like, I'm not using her credit card information. What do y'all mean? They say, well, you're responsible. This is your travel agency. And I had to pay for her trip. And I was sick. So that's the only time I've ever experienced somebody like wronging me, and I would never work with her ever again.
You wrong.
You dead ass wrong.
You wrong, girl.
You dead ass wrong.
So question, do you think that was a big learning lesson for you?
Oh my God. Yeah. What? Yes. Now you cannot book with me. You cannot book with me unless I have your credit card information. And I know a lot of people are like weary of like giving out their credit card information, rightfully so. However, in order to book with me, that is a requirement. Like, it's no ifs, ands, or buts. And I tell people all the time, like, I explain to everyone the process. And I totally respect if you're not with that, that's fine. But you cannot book with me under no circumstance. My mom cannot book with me without having a credit card authorization form. Like, it's just not going to happen.
Standing on business.
I have to stand on business.
All 2025.
Yeah. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. I ain't going to lie to you. So, yeah.
That shit crazy. I ain't even thinking about it like that.
And I wasn't thinking about it like that either. That's why I wasn't implementing it. But as soon as it happened, and I think it's important to have those bumps in the road, because if you don't have it, then you won't know. So it was a learning lesson, but I'll never do it again. Like, ever. Like, you cannot book with me unless you had it.
Nah, them be the best experiences, though. You not lying. Because I done had somebody run off on some money with me.
It hurt, though.
It hurt. And I felt dumb as hell after I thought about it.
Yeah.
I made my process with my logos that I used to do. I used to, you know, make people pay half up front. I designed it, then the other half. Man, my prices was loading in, so you know, just a little deposit down. I made the logo, showed them, and then they took it and got somebody else to redo it, and they never gave me my money,
which is crazy.
And it just bothered me.
And I think that I come from such a like an optimistic place. Like I just view people in such a high light. Like I don't think that people gonna And I'm honestly speaking, like when it comes to a travel agency, I'm like, how could you finesse somebody? Everything could be finessed. Like everything could be finessed. So like, okay. I mean, it'll a learning lesson, but I never let nobody finesse me like that again.
You wrong, girl.
You dead ass wrong. Part two.
Man, that's dope though.
That's wild.
Nah, it's dope that you got your systems in place now based off of that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's cool. It's definitely, you know, growing pains.
Yeah.
Through the business.
It happens. It happens. But I mean, here I am. Still
so driving. Where do you see your business going in the future? Like, what do you have up next lined up, you know, for us customers?
So one thing that I want to start implementing, and I said I was going to work on it last year and implement it this year. Things happen. It's cool. But I do plan on working on it this year and implementing it next year. So I want to get in the practice of, like, I want to curate a full experience for my clients. So right now, you reach out to me, you say, hey, I want to go to Cabo. And you say, hey, these are my dates, whatever. This is kind of what I have in mind. I'm going for my honeymoon. Cool. And so I, you know, I do my research or whatever. I put you a package together and then boom, no more. Like, that's it. What I want to do is I want to curate an experience where as though I am, all you coming to me and doing is giving me your money. I want to plan.
Everything is together.
I want everything to be together. I want to have your whole, I want to have your hotel. I want to have your flight. I want to have your transportation. I want to have every single meal you eat in. I want to have all your activities. When your rest time going to be, I want to have all that laid out and all you have to do is pay the money.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, I want to do that. But in that,
convenient as hell too.
It is very convenient, but yeah. Like in that, like I want to be able, so I want it to be in a specific place and then ultimately, you know, branching off into different destinations.
So that wouldn't be like an every city thing. Like you pick a couple hub cities.
Yeah. And so I really want to, I want to start off with Colombia just because I went to Colombia recently and I had such a great time and I made some connections that I feel comfortable with, like, exploring. Like, I feel like I could go and I want it to be somewhere where so I can I trust the people that are like they have these events. Like if it's an event or if it's a restaurant or if it's an excursion, I want to be able to stand 10 toes down behind whatever it is, because my name is going behind it. So I want to make sure like you're gonna really provide this experience for my clients. And because I had such a great time in Colombia and I made those connections, I feel like I could really like lock in with Colombia.
Me too.
And create that experience. Yeah. So I think that's like my first destination.
Oh man. So for those that are, let's just say, interested in trying to do travel agency, right? Can you kind of break down like a day in the life of, so like for example, like do you even go into an office? Do you work from home? Like the perks of that?
Everybody remote today.
Hell yeah. Nigga, we ain't remote.
You ain't remote.
No, you ain't remote.
I'm hybrid.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Well, I am 100% remote.
Okay.
So I have two jobs actually. I have my travel agency and I'm also a flight attendant. So my days look a little different. But I wake up and I check my emails. Cool. And then I typically have inquiries to do. So people just simply reaching out to me saying, hey, I want to go blah, blah, blah. Paid though. Like they pay me for that. I want to throw that out there. So they reach out and say, hey, I want to do this. And typically people say like, yeah, I want to go to Jamaica or I want to go to Thailand or I want to go to Japan, wherever. It's very rare that people be like, hey, these are my dates and this is my money, but I don't know where I want to go. It happens, but it ain't often. But they say that I do my little research. I, you know, shoot them over the email, whatever. I try to get back to people within like 3 to 5 business days, but life happens. But yeah, so I do that. I answer a lot of emails every day. I've gotten to the point where as though people are emailing me like, hey, I know Jessica and she told me your information.
The
I work with
referrals, a motherfucker, ain't it? Yeah, referrals,
be saving you.
Fucking.
Be saving you.
And I'll be like, they'll say somebody's name, and I'll be like, ooh, don't know what that is. Like, and just, that feels good. Yeah, because it's like, okay, you're really doing something. But I have a lot of people doing that. And then a lot of people that are reaching out to me on Instagram and Facebook. Like, social media has gotten me so, so far. Like, I don't even think I would be anything without social media, honestly. So, yeah, I check all that stuff. And that's that. So, that's my day.
I got a question for you.
I have an answer.
If I write you on social media, you going to write back?
Absolutely. If you contact me on my business page, I absolutely will. So don't ever. And I mean, my business page is everywhere.
Me in 3 to 5
That's
days
because you contacted me.
When we was
me
trying to get you on that podcast.
You didn't contact me on the way with Lene. That's the thing.
I used what I had with what I was given.
That's fine. But you got to utilize all your resources. Right. So the thing is, how you played yourself. Let me tell you. How you played yourself. Hold on. Hold on, because you have reached out, though, but in my bio, in my personal page's bio, is my business page. You should have clicked on that business page, and you should have locked in. And
you
also,
damn, I'm not going to argue with you. You're
only
absolutely right.
Because
I'm the same way when motherfuckers reach out on my page. So you're right.
We talking business. We talking business person. And any of my friends and family know, like, don't ever contact me. And this ain't no shot at you.
I just thought because you had your people call my people, which is the same person.
What my assistant be doing is something that's something totally different. Now I don't know what she be doing, but she be on something different. But no, I tell my people this all the time, like my family, my friends, like you want to contact me about business, contact me on my business page. My mom, like I said, and I always use like my mom, my dad, my grandma, like all these people as an example. That's how serious it is. Yeah, like I don't want y'all to think that like, oh, my family.
No matter who it is. If my mama got to hear me on it, you got to hear me.
Absolutely.
I got you. Respect.
But no.
But you going to write back, though?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. I'm going to get back to you.
I'm going to let y'all know now. 3 to 5 days, she said.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to you. Oh, God. Yeah. I got you.
So how supportive would you say your family has been with you starting that whole travel agency in the process? No, I'm just saying, like you know, sometimes
I love
people...
my family down. Like, I love my family down, but they have been the least supportive out of any... Like, I have strangers present day that go harder for me than my family goes for me.
That's crazy.
And I think because it's such a non-traditional... It's reality. I think because I have such a non-traditional career and a non-traditional business that they don't take it as serious, so it'd be kind of hard for them to like grasp like, oh, this is actually making her money. And so for a very long time I wasn't even working like a full-time like 9-to-5 job. I was in school, and I had my travel business, so like it was literally school, travel business. And my family like, is you stripping? Like, are you selling ass? Like, what are you doing?
Selling
like,
ass is crazy.
Like, what are you doing? Like, how are you paying?
They didn't even go to selling dope. They just straight said, you selling ass?
Like, what are you doing? And it's because I'm living luxury apartment. Oh, it's 27 floor downtown Chicago. Like, I'm living nice. And I have these nice things. And I'm doing so well for myself. I'm still traveling. I'm still kicking it. And they like, you don't have a job. What are you doing? Like, what's going on?
See,
and I'm trying to get them to understand that my travel agency is my job.
See, that's the thing, man. I think in today's time, a lot of people don't really look at it's whatever you're doing to get income is your job.
That's my job. You know whatever you are doing, whatever
income,
that looks like
that
for
is
you,
your job.
Whatever that looks like for you. So yeah, my family, they were not supportive at all. And not to say they weren't supportive, they just weren't. They didn't really believe what I was doing. They didn't. And I think it is simply because being a travel agent just has not worked for everyone. And it does not work for everyone. Like, it's just not like, I'm not saying like, oh, yeah, I'm like a social worker even makes more sense than me saying I'm a travel agent. But I'm making 2 times as much as I would make as a social worker. Like, what are y'all saying? So, yeah, like it took a long time for my family to kind of come around. I think what it took was like other family members, like extended family members, like booking trips with me and stuff. And like, oh, I book with Sherelle. Yeah. It's like, okay, cool. Or for them to like see my page, like a lot of people would send my mom my page and be like, oh, you know her. And people do that all the time. They'd be sending my best friends my page, like, oh, do you know her in real life? And stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, this is not Sherelle contacting me and letting me know that like, oh, she's doing well in her business. This is a complete stranger or one of my coworkers saying like, oh yeah, you know who Away with Lene is? And it's like, oh, that's my daughter. And it's like, come on, when I said it, it was a problem, but now somebody else says, like,
really
now you believe me.
Real,
right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, come on now. So it took them a long time for them to like, for it to register in their brain that, like, I'm a travel agent. Like, this is how I make my money. This is my primary source of income. But, I mean, they here now. Now they like, all right, can you book this trip to... I sure can. For $50, I absolutely can. Like, absolutely.
Nah, that's dope. So let me ask you. So I know, just for our viewers out there, so let's just say somebody wants to take a honeymoon trip, you know, something that's going to be real expensive, and they want to go through your payment service. You offer, like, different payment services through, like, a firm and stuff like that, or you have, like, your internal?
Ooh. So I don't offer a payment option through a firm, but it is another payment option. The exact name of it.
Was it like Afterpay?
It's Uplift. However, Uplift, they run your credit. So I never recommend clients to use that. And it's essentially like, you know, Affirm, Afterpay, stuff like that. Like, they pay it off and then you just pay them. But I'm really big on credit, and I never suggest that to people because I know they run your credit. And whether it's hard or soft, like, I don't want nobody touching my credit. So it's like, I don't promote it. But if someone asks about it, then I'll say, yeah, you can do that as an option.
Gotcha.
But, yeah. I feel like even, like, my payment plan, like, my payment options is, like, you put down a couple of $100s, and if your trip, $5,000, you just put down your deposit, you lock in that price, and you have however long until your trip to actually pay it off. So, yeah, it's an option.
I never recommend it. I just think a lot of times for people with trips, you know, they be wanting to do all this fabulous thing to their money getting involved.
Yeah, you know, for sure. And that's, you know, when I started off, like, I didn't have a large clients. I didn't have a clientele at all. So I was like a people pleaser in a sense. Like, I was like, you know, doing, I'm like, okay, let me do this, do that, so I can get, you know, clients. And I realized when people don't have money behind things, they play in your face. But when you start actually charging people for stuff, you charge people for your time, it's like, okay, well, let me be a little more serious. And so at first, I was, like, charging, like, my inquiries to, like, do research, it was, like, $10. Now I'm charging $50. So, like, it's...
Does that $50 go towards your trip, or that's just...
Just for me to do research.
Gotcha.
So that's just for me to do research. But when I started off, it was like, you know, I'm charging people whatever. And everybody, like, oh, I want to go here, I want to go there, blah, blah, blah. And... I was getting a lot of people saying they wanted to travel, but are you actually following through in traveling? No. And so when I started increasing my prices, then it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to pay $50 for you to do some research for me and me not follow through. And then it started getting to the point where people were paying $50 and still not following through. So I'm like, damn, how can I, like, pivot? So then I started saying, like, okay, you have to book within 30 days or... everything is gone. You're going to have to pay me again to do research for you. So then more people are more inclined to...
Yeah,
but that's real.
Yeah, that's real. Because, like, don't come to me playing games like that.
That's real.
But also, like, also, I let people know this in advance before you even pay your money. Like, you know, this is what the process looks like. So I don't want it to be like, oh, you pay your money and, like, oh, I'm really not ready to put down a deposit. And then, like, you just sitting here willy-nilly and then 30 days later. And people try it all the time. Like... the 31st day, somebody will reach out like, hey, I'm trying to, I understand that. Here goes the form to fill out again. Like, no, we're not doing that.
It's nothing personal. So it's nothing personal.
You knew that. Yeah. So yeah. When money is behind it, people take things more serious.
It's a fact.
Yeah. Standing on business.
Well, so, yeah.
Nah, that's dope. So I know you talked about, like, how you got into the travel industry. Where are some of the places that you sent people? Like, what's the most lavish, like the lavish trip that you didn't put somebody on?
I've sent people all over. So I've sent people to Bali. I've sent people to the Maldives. I've sent people to Dubai. Curacao.
I don't even know where that's in.
Curacao's
dope.
Yeah, it's in the Caribbean. I've sent people to Tokyo. I've sent people to Amsterdam. I've sent people to Paris and London. The one continent I haven't sent people to is Africa. So I want to branch into Africa, but I don't have many, like, connections with my vendors. I don't have many connections with Africa, so it's kind of hard for me to go, like, to send people there. Cape Town is one of those places that I could send people to, but ain't nobody really locked in. But, yeah, a lot of the Caribbean, like a lot of Caribbean, that's really, really popular. A lot of Mexico and a lot of Europe. And then people be traveling domestically too. Like a lot of people people love New York. Not surprisingly, but people love New York. People love Houston. People love Vegas. Miami, I don't get too much of. Honestly, I don't get too much of Miami.
You done ran them all.
I did.
They said we want to be in the Fontainebleau.
And I be trying. Right.
And we gotta have it sweet, and we better have it.
That's a nice hotel. But even when I be posting like domestic trips, I be trying to post like Seattle's and Phoenix and Salt Lake City. Yeah, because it's not just about like turn up every time. Like go to Denver for a ski trip or something. Like relax, calm down. Go to Nashville, get a little barbecue in your system or something. Like calm down. But yeah, I mean, I be trying to get people everywhere. But I can say I have a lot of clients just kind of exploring. And it'd be like clients from all of the United States. Like, I actually have more clients elsewhere than I have in actual Chicago. Like my clients, I mean, some of them be in Chicago, but like my clients be Detroit, before I moved to Dallas, some Charlottes, some Nashville, some Memphis, some DC. So yeah, they burst down.
A little bit of everything. Nah, that's dope. Man, Africa, bro. You gotta get somebody.
I know.
That should have been your first place.
I know. But also, like, I'm just not well-versed.
No, I feel you.
I'm not well-versed.
And you want to do Africa right.
Yeah, like, I don't want to play you like that. Like, I don't want to play you.
You got to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, you got to put your... Yeah, and until I know, like, until I'm confident in those type of trips, then I'm not going to even promote nothing like that.
So, I heard you say vendors. So... What's the advantages for booking with you? Do you like do comparisons with like Expedia and other companies? Mm-mm. Are you in your own lane with like private travel?
I'm gonna just be honest with you. The only reason why I think, two reasons why I think people utilize travel agents, one for convenience and two for payment plans. Besides that, and I tell people that all the time, I be telling them like, look, if you can find this exact trip somewhere else cheaper, do it. If you have the money to pay for it, you know,
correct.
Go do it. Like, I'm never going to send nobody off. For the sake of money, no. And I think that's what has gotten me so far, because people be like, damn, she a real-ass bitch. Because why would you tell me not to, you know,
but you're keeping it 100,
patronize though. Right, yeah. Your company and go shop with somebody else? Because for me, I'm all about things making sense financially. Like, that's what I'm all about. And if I could get something cheaper somewhere else, why would I not do that? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, people, you can get it cheaper somewhere else, but if you go on Expedia, if you go on TripAdvisor, you have to pay for it right then and there. Southwest Vacations, cheap. Right then and there. Like, you have to have all $1,300 right there. But with me, it's like, okay, pay your little $300 deposit, and then you have 6 more months to pay your balance off. So I think that's the two things, so convenience and then your payment plan that I can offer you, that those other places can't offer you. Unless you do like a Klarna or a firm or something like that, but for a $2,000 trip, you ain't even got that much spending power on Klarna.
No, that's true.
Quit playing. That's
true. So I was going to say, like, for you personally, do you think you get compensated better doing international versus domestic?
Or does it kind of matter? For sure.
You definitely going to put a nigga out the country.
Yeah, I got to. And so I will say that I don't get money off flights. Like, flights, I just don't get money off flights. My money comes from the hotel or the resort. So that's where, like, all my money coming from. But, yeah, international, them packages, they take me elsewhere. Domestic be cool, but it'd be like $100 for domestic. But I can get $400 if somebody go to Colombia or something, yeah. But that commission get a little nasty. I can feel the commission.
I know you had said something off camera before. You was mentioning about like possibly doing like mentorships or like setting up some type of ebook. Is that something that you think you may want to do?
I do. So I want to set up a webinar for people that are interested in being a travel agent. Yeah. Because again, like I said, when I first started, it was never meant to be my primary source of income. That was never meant to be the case. It was just like an additional a lot. Yeah, like I just another to supplement my income. But I do want to create a webinar for people, something you can just, and that's passive income for me. So you really just like, okay, let me just, I come across this girl, she teaching me how to be a travel agent and you making more money, but all you doing is going to this webinar, something I've pre-recorded, I've set, I've laid out the, you know, the foundation, whatever, and I just put it online and you learn how to be a travel agent. So you're making money and I'm making money too, because obviously you locked in with me. But yeah, I want to get into that. Yeah. I just have to, I have to thoroughly do my research and make sure I'm presenting all the information that I could be giving you, and make sure you're getting as much bang for your buck. Because again, I'm not here to play nobody when it comes to money. So I want to make sure, you know, you're getting everything that you can get. You really learning how to be a travel agent from a marketing perspective, from a financial perspective, from, you know, learning how to build these trips and whatever. So I just want to make sure I have all the information. So yeah, when I get that together, we gonna really lock in.
Nah, that's dope.
It's hard.
And I'd be interested in going, because I always wonder, like, how the fuck these folks be moving around like this, you know?
It's not hard, though. It's really not hard. It's not hard, and it's not expensive. You just gotta wanna. You gotta wanna do it, yeah. Yeah.
I know a few people that do the travel agent thing, and they be traveling their ass off.
Yeah.
I think if I traveled more, it probably boost my,
yeah, you know. And I think, honestly, I feel like if I was a little more consistent, I could take my travel agency and become a travel influencer. So like people that like, because there's people out here getting paid to like go to hotels and go to resorts and go to these different destinations and just review it and stuff like that. So like if I feel like if I took my business more seriously, and not even more seriously, if I was more consistent, I probably could put myself in those type of spaces. But I mean, I just struggle with consistency, so like here I am, you know. Yeah, but yeah, people get paid to do that all the time, and it's nice because you get paid to travel.
I gotta get out of the South.
You do.
I'm like Gucci, man. I'm in love with the South.
Oh my god! You gotta get out the country, and you know, for real,
I'm gonna do it. 2023 or 2024, I'm leaving this bitch.
You can get out of here in 2023.
Yeah, I'm still a part of me still stuck in last year, but I'm coming.
I'm dead wrong. I'm like 2023 is 2024. I forgot it was a new year. That's crazy.
What's wrong with both of y'all?
And I was dead serious. I'm like, you can get out here in 2023. Oh, I'm dead wrong.
Nah, that's funny.
Let me drink me some water.
Well, Ms. Sherelle, this has definitely been a pleasure to have you on here to learn about your business and stuff. I'm excited, you know. I got to get me a trip somewhere. You going to go somewhere?
Oh, yeah. My trip already booked. Bye.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's not going anywhere.
Damn. Nah,
I'm just
where are you going?
I'm going somewhere. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk.
He gonna call your people.
Already. Hey.
They gonna call our people.
Okay.
Which is the same person.
I'm gonna call that assistant you got.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
I'm gonna call her when we find her.
Lock in.
So for those out there, so they can get to know you a little bit more and check out your information, can you shout out your social media handle?
Absolutely. So on every platform, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that, it's Away with Lanae, AwayWithLanae. All platforms, and then my website is also www.awaywithlanae.com. And my email is info@awaywithlanae.com. So, yeah, it's just same across the board.
Now, real quick, before we part ways, if you could give one single advice to anybody who's wanting to start but have doubts, what would you say?
I gotta say the cliche stuff. I gotta say it. Because it's real. Two things. Be consistent and be authentic. I think I've gotten so far with how real I am, like how personable I am. Just, I don't sugarcoat anything for the sake of money. And I've been myself through and through how I was day one to how I am right now. It's just been consistent. So definitely being authentic and doing things for the love of it. Like, don't do it because of money. Like, don't let yourself lead with money. Like, lead with love. And then being consistent. And again, I keep telling y'all that's area growth for real, because that's what really is area growth. But being consistent and being authentic. So, yeah. And you're going to be fine, because starting off your travel business, it's all about your consistency. Like, really promoting yourself to get your name out there and then continuing what you've been doing. So, yeah, just be consistent and authentic. That's all.
be consistent and authentic.
Oh, my mama.
And do it with love.
Lead with love. That's in life, though. Lead with love, y'all. For real, for real.
I'm going to call that acronym CAL. Consistent, authentic. Lead with love.
It sounds like call.
But it was like, but I wanted to just do it with one L.
No.
But it's two L's, lead with love.
But C, okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, Sherelle Lene, it's always a privilege to have you in our grace. So, you know, thank you for joining us.
Thank y'all for having me.
We definitely got to probably have you for a part two.
Yeah,
on your business, see how the growth has been going.
Please lock in. And y'all can tell.
Do we got a book for an inquiry to book you, or do we just need to?
I'm writing everything on that damn page because, you know.
The business page, though.
I'm writing it on both.
Lock in.
I'm writing on every page I can find.
Yeah,
I'm getting on all platforms.
Ain't hard to find. So wherever you find me,
but
know that the real deal answer, the prompt answer, gonna come from the business page.
I understand.
If you hit me on a personal, you know, I might
be in my on all social media platforms.
Let me stop away. I'm just playing.
Please.
That one I'm serving. You
probably
gonna go on a trip.
Who is this man?
Well, all right, everybody. That concludes this episode. Again, Sherelle Lynette, we appreciate you for coming out. And we love to have you back. Everybody, make sure you comment, like, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Make sure if you can't watch the show, you can tune in on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Man, you know what it is. It's the Chop It Up Podcast.
And we out.
We out.